So what they're saying is to remember that we're climbing the scales. In other words, we're opening up to receive grace. We're opening up to receive our kindest gesturing. We're opening up to our true exclaim of faith. And, oh, good morning. opening up to our truest exclaim of faith. So the more that we recognize that we're already whole, in other words, we're dreaming in our new association of love. We're dreaming in our new currency. We're dreaming in our new lifestyle. And we do that at a considered glance. So in other words, every time we say yes to our highest self, to our highest truth, to our highest involvement, wise. So when they're saying wise, is we want our wise self to be present. We want our wisdom to be invited in, to be invited to dance. In other words, who needs to keep creating out of a lower consciousness, out of a separated consciousness, out of fear, out of lack? They're saying it's like that's so yesterday. So the more that we can consider the past like truly non-existent, in other words, we don't need it. It's no longer justified. It's no longer supported. This is so important because mass consciousness is going to keep supporting it, is going to keep having the conflict, is going to keep having the war consciousness, is going to keep having the fear of yesterday. So our job, our opportunity is to decide to arrive. So in other words, we're going to have that low insistence that we are now passing on by. So in other words, yeah, I hear it. I know that music. Oh, I'm so over that. I'm so done with that. Not in terms of rejection or resistance or judgment, because if we're judging it, we're holding on to it. We're keeping it alive. We're engaging. That's the word. We're engaging in it. So the more that we can pass it on by, just like Joshua is like, forgive them for they don't know what they do. It's lower consciousness. It doesn't know any better. It can't. Because it doesn't know our wholeness, it doesn't know our true atmosphere. So we're not judging it in terms of when we witness it outside or when we witness this inside the same, meaning some of our old occurrences or things where we're still carrying that fear along beside us. So the more that we can have a heart for self, self being the whole self. That is truly witnessing, that is truly manifesting, that is truly here already. So truly here already is it's upon us. It's already arrived. Its day is already established. Its a day is already given as we will honor it most. So again, it's what we're honoring. It's what we're devoted to. It's what we're exclaiming. So the more that we will exclaim the light sincere, so the light that's being offered is being exclaimed, is being broadcast, is being readied for your arrival. And so the more that we will sit in that lap of luxury, how lovely does that sound? Like sign me up, right? So lap of luxury is it's already upon us. As we will self-absorb. In other words, we're recognizing our true nature. We're recognizing ourselves to be the light. We're recognizing all that we are now truly ready to invest in. So, in other words, no longer investing in the past, no longer crying over past defeat because we weren't plugged in yet. How could we possibly know? So, no regrets, no crying over spilt milk. No worrying about yesterday because the light is already upon us. The light is already happening. So it's almost like, do you want to go enjoy the party? So just imagine, I don't know, you just broke up with your boyfriend or whatever it is, cry, cry, cry. And someone says, do you want to go to a party instead? Well, that sounds like a good idea. So in essence, that's what we're doing. We're singing from a new song sheet. We're singing from a new Love's Alliance. We're singing from a new frequency How would I say that? Like attainment, arrival, presentation. So it's here and we're kind of joining in. So imagine, I don't know, you see like a church call, caroling, and they come and they start singing and it's like, oh, I know that song. I know that song. So your heart sincere wants to join along. It's sort of like, oh, that lifts me up and allows me to carry. So allows me to carry is we're carrying ourselves to our new proximity. Remember, we're leaving 3D, we're moving into heart-centered 5D consciousness. And so we're allowing that heart to carry. Now, it's going to feel different because our old self and a lot of our other projected selves out there are still involved in the past. So they're still in argument. They're still in frustration. They're still in great sorrow. So when I'm looking at great sorrow, I just see like crocodile tears over and over and over and over. So we're here to invest in the new entitlement, invest in the new exposure, invest in new loves happening. Because again, the more that we access that new love's arrival, the more that we set the record straight, meaning engaging in our light, engaging in our freedom of consciousness, then everyone else will soon find their way as well. Because instead of bickering and arguing, it's like, look at them. They seem to be having a ball. How are they doing it? So allow yourselves to travel lightly. Travel lightly is, excuse me, pardon me, I'm done with the past argument, including the past argument within self. And I'm allowing myself to go abroad. So going abroad is a significant change of scenery. We really want to feel this. Significant change of scenery. I'm not looking at myself or anyone else through the same looking glass. I'm looking through eyes anew. I'm looking through an open heart. I'm looking through my spiritual vision. You don't have to know 100% exactly how that's going to work itself out. Your opportunity is to have the intention to try. So the more that you're willing to drop what's occurring in the old and open up to the new currency, how would I say this? Like, it's almost like allowing yourself to change hands. So like, imagine I'm writing with something, like I'm in class and I'm writing with something and the teacher just got new mechanical pencils or whatever. So she slips the old pencil out of my hand and she puts the new one in rightly. She puts the new one in rightly. So we want to remember this writing instrument is very similar to what's actually occurring. Because we're creating nonstop. We are the creators. We are God consciousness and form. So we're creating morning, noon, and night. The question is, what energy, what belief system, what consciousness, what frequency are you writing with? Are you drawing with? Are you creating out of? So the more that we can create out of our light, out of our abundance, out of our new association always. So even though we're all still at various stages of welcoming that in and agreeing upon it steadily, the more that we fan the eternal flame, meaning like our heart is open, our heart is ready, then it gives permission for our higher self to slip on in, for our higher self to be in alignment, in agreement with ourself at last. So we're going to look the same. The form may look the same, but the consciousness is anew. And so then we can dream from our starlight. So in other words, we're all star seeds. We're all from higher dimensional realities. And we've come to support the earth consciousness in her enlightened state with all of her lovely inhabitants. So when we open up to that heart light steady, when we open light sincere, what we're saying is whatever my divine plan had always been from the beginning of my incarnation, In other words, I'm saying yes to it. I'm granting it permission for it to arrive. So again, they're saying it's a sincere twist of fate. So in other words, instead of creating out of the matrix, out of the program consciousness, from like the well-meaning parents, you know, showing us how to live in a world of fear and separation consciousness, it's sort of like, I'm going over that. I'm going past that. So just think of like going over a hump, a hill, a wave, anything where you easily, not hard, easily pass it on by. Just pass it on by. I can do this, easy peasy. So allow yourselves to grow, allow yourselves to advance in the now love's arrival. So in the now love's arrival is right now, not something to ponder later on, though you may. The more that we understand the power is in the present moment, the power is in the decision to decide, love is going to be happening all around us. Love is going to be our very name. Because again, we are love incarnate. We're not looking for love out there. We are blessing what's ever out there with the love that we have finally found, the love of our true nature, the love of self, the love of Christ within. Again, when they say Christ, this is not religion. It's Christ consciousness. It's like the new decision of self, the new decision to align with the truth. And so the more that we agree upon that truth, where we're not just the body, that we are the energies of the I am, then we hold that in considerable faith. Because remember, everything that we're doing for the collective. So anytime we get into like that separation consciousness, good, bad, right, wrong, I'm ahead, you're behind, it's like the most silliest thing in the world, because we're here to introduce it to everybody. Everybody. It doesn't matter what you did in the past, because we were all kind of a little lost in consciousness in the past. And again, not in error, just in ignorance. Just in ignorance, we didn't know. How can you do what you don't know how to do? And so this is the point where we offer that forgiveness in order to open up to our wholeness. We're forgiving the world. We're forgiving the past. We're forgiving anything that didn't know how to access the light, that didn't know its true nature. So allow yourself to receive your wholeness in the now moment for all of eternity. Again, we're aligning, we're agreeing with our eternal self. Receive, receive, receive. And allow it to be easy. Remember, the mind is going to want to make it very complicated. The mind's going to be like, oh, okay, you can work on this in a couple of years. Maybe you'll have it figured out. But the heart knows. The heart knows the way. The heart is very, very strong. And the more that we submit to the heart, we can turn things around overnight. It doesn't require length. It doesn't require linear passage of time. Remember, that's simply a belief. It's a construct of the mind. So we don't want to move into that false trapping. And the reason they're saying that is some of us are like good to go, like immediately. And we're like, okay, you know, I'll put that in my book and I'll pray about that at some future time. So you just want to sort of notice that and really understand that's just the ego, you know, keeping you in line, keeping you in check. Like don't go ahead too fast, too far now. Don't get lost without me. So again, we're moving into a different system. We're moving into a different understanding of self-sincere. And we're learning how to travel with that light always. We're learning to really embody our higher self and part ways with the past in its entirety. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is. Oh. Okay, so the good news is we offered that blessing. Unfortunately, I did not record it for whatever reason. So we're just going to have to trust that.